Happy Chanukah. This is Rabbi Ilan Feldman with another installment of Chanukah Minutes. And today I'd like to address the issue of vision, or more literally, eyesight, and how it's used. We're not really used to thinking of eyesight as a tool of our existence. We see it really as something that happens. It's something that works. We open our eyes and we see things. And to the degree that we talk about being responsible regarding our eyes, we talk about not looking at things that are inappropriate. And we're concerned about impressions that things make on us. And so in Judaism, we have this discussion about avoiding looking at certain things. But we're not used to thinking of gazing or looking at things purposefully as a tool to be employed by a person, something that a person can be responsible to actually do. We think of hands as things that can be used responsibly. We think of mouth, speaking, prayer, Torah study as something that we can use. But we don't think of our eyes that way. And yet, when it comes to Chanukah, we start picking up clues that Chanukah might actually be the holiday when we start developing our power of vision. In the poem that's recited after candlelighting, we say, Haneros halalu kodeshem. These lights are holy. And then we say, Ve'ein lanu rishus lehishtamesh bohem. We don't have permission to use them. Ella lirosam bilvad. The only thing we have permission for is to see them alone. That's all we have permission for. So it's interesting. We actually talk about seeing them as an exception to the general ban of using them. It's almost as if we can't use them for anything except to see them. That's how we would use them. Now, how would seeing the candles be a way of using them? We do not have permission to use them, but to see them alone, as if seeing is a form of using them. The answer is that by gazing at the menorah, by gazing at the lights of the menorah, by gazing at the Shechina, the divine presence that's really symbolized by the lights, we are actually given an opportunity to absorb a holy vision. It's interesting because on Chanukah we actually have a bracha to recite when we see the menorah, even if we haven't kindled it ourselves. If a person doesn't have a menorah or doesn't have a place to live or is traveling perhaps and therefore doesn't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah, so the halacha is if he sees a menorah kindled, so he makes a bracha, haroa, one who sees it. Because on Chanukah there is something about seeing itself, about actually looking and noting the menorah. So we see that seeing is actually something that is done with intention on Chanukah. And then we have, just to put these clues together, we have the notion as well of Chanukah containing the word chein, which is a form of, well, we would like to say charm, but it's really a form of favor, a form of appearance that wins favor in other people's eyes. When we say Noach matza chein b'enei Hashem, Noach found favor, what? In the eyes of God. So chein is something that has to do with seeing as well. With Yosef, about whom we always study during the time of Chanukah, b'nos tzadu alei shur, the whole idea of alei ayin, the idea that people attempted to gaze at Yosef because he had chein. So it's not just that he was attractive, it's that there was something to behold, it was something to absorb. So we could say that on Chanukah we want to dedicate our eyes, just like we said yesterday that the vessels of the body are like the clay shoresh, the vessels for service of God in our own temple, the temple that we are ourselves. So, and the mouth would be one of those vessels. So today we could say that the eyes are another set of vessels. And we want to sanctify the eyes, A, by being careful about what we look at and what we use them for. Not only in terms of profane visions, but also in terms of wasted visions. What are eyes used for? And what level of vision do we want to have? What do we want to see? What do we want to absorb with our eyes? What are we looking for? What do we see in others? Do we look for beauty in others? Do we look for their spiritual beauty? Do we look for awe? Do we look for sanctity in the world? Do we look beyond the surface? Do we gaze at something in a way that we can actually see its essence? Do we look for the Shekhinah? What do we see? How are we using our vision? What do you use your eyes for? And that's really a question that Hanukkah poses for us. And it really gives us an example. Look for the Shekhinah. And be careful how you use your eyes. And if you train your eyes, you'll start seeing things that you never saw before. But you can only see those things if you protect your eyes and direct them and focus them in particular areas. If you gaze at the sun too much, you'll be blinded. If you gaze at certain things that affect you, your eyes won't see other things. So vision is a very important thing, and it's a dimension of Hanukkah, and it's something we can practice in our daily lives. What are we looking for? What do we see? What's the big picture? Happy Hanukkah.